This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, Tony. Good evening. My name is Valentina. I'm sure you hear this a lot, but your podcast has given me a lot of relief and answers on what's going on in my life. I've always felt the other side has followed me everywhere I go since I was a child. My great-grandfather was a Native Indian who practiced black magic and was a part of some cult that was very heavily involved, and he transformed himself into animals. My mother and many people in the village that they grew up in witnessed this, as well as my aunts and uncles. And I'm very sensitive to the other side. I feel like a lot of this has come from some sort of curse that came from my great-grandfather practicing what he did. This morning, I was dreaming very vividly of having lunch with my sister when I was woken up, like always, at 3:09 a.m. But a dark figure was floating above my head and my four-year-old's head, who sleeps with me. Again, he's autistic. I don't know if I just mentioned that, but my son is autistic. And I feel like he is sensitive himself to these kind of things. He's a very smart kid. Now, going back to what happened this morning, when I woke up from this dream that I was having of my sister and I, and I realized that there was something above me, I felt my body go completely numb. I started to hear an owl outside my window. There are never any owls where I live. I've been here since 99. And in my culture, it said that an owl could be associated with witches. And the first thing that came to my mind when I realized that there was something above me was that it was a woman. And I started rebuking it in Christ's name. And I'm sitting there praying when I started to feel her energy and her weight shift off mine and start going towards my son. I have a king size bed, so he sleeps on like the opposite side. And the moment I realized that I felt like she was going towards my son, I started praying for my son. I immediately felt it grip my throat and I couldn't speak, or even think, for a few seconds. And when I finally managed to start rebuking it again, I see it float towards the ceiling and it vanished. I sat up on my bed, scared. I haven't been scared in a while. I'm so used to these things happening since I was a kid, but this really freaked me out. When I sat up, my son was staring at me, eyes wide open, puzzled and confused. And I asked him, I said, "Are you okay?" And he was hesitant. He was like, I'm okay. And I hugged him and I started rubbing his back and the side of his arms. And I'm like, "It's okay. Mommy's here. You're okay." And I turned him around and I started playing with his hair until he fell back asleep. I stayed up till about 5 something this morning praying during that time. I was just so scared. I'm currently working from home and sometimes I get I get the chance to grab my son some snacks or some juices in between the day as I'm working. I work in the kitchen. He'll sit in the living room, either watching TV or on his tablet. And so he's usually really, really good. He's well behaved. And a few days ago, actually, working from home, and I'm sitting there reading an email with my hand, one hand on my lap and the other hand, I was resting my chin on my knuckles and then my elbow was resting on the table. Nowhere near the mouse, wasn't touching the keypad. And as I'm reading the email, I also had my notepad application up. The numbers 666 started to appear on my notepad. And things like this happen. I could be watching TV in the living room in the evenings. My son will be in the room by then. And the TV will start to change channel to 666, not touching the remote. The remote's next to me on the couch facing up and the channel just changes to 666. My pastor's friend from Mexico Mexico had traveled up here to Illinois once when I was new to the church. It was my second time at service. Mind you, I had not even met my pastor the first time I went to service. So by the end of the second service, he had walked up to my sister and I, who was also new to the congregation. And he was the one that revealed to her and I that our great-grandfather had something to do with practicing black magic. So when we come home and ask my mom, as she didn't assist church with us at all, her immediate response was, "You girls need to let the dead rest and don't summon him." The pastor also had revealed to me that God had shown him that I had the gift of revelations, which explained why I knew what happened before things would happen, even growing up. I remember telling my sister about those things, and her and I just, we didn't click. Like, I was the odd one, and things like that would happen, and she would say that I was a witch, and she didn't play with me. We just didn't have a good relationship growing up. There are things that I would like to share with you if you ever have time to chat. Things like this. I did send you a video on your Facebook inbox to the Tony Ruski with the video that I have recorded of a female disembodied voice. My son was 6 months old at the time. I was living at my parents' other house. I slept in the basement. They slept upstairs. It's a three-level home. And my son would always wake up at 4 a.m. for his bottle. And so we would be up for a little bit. And I happened to record. I started recording him. And as I was saying good morning, his face is completely blank. Like, he was laughing and giggling moments before that, but he just went blank. And as I'm saying good morning, you can hear the voice respond to me, "You too." And I thought I had heard something. So as I was replaying the video back moments after recording it, I heard the voice clearly in the video. And I grabbed my baby, ran upstairs to wake up my parents, show them the recording, and slept with in between my parents, my son and I, for weeks after that had happened. I've had things manifest themselves before me, things that you would think only exist in the Insidious movie. And no, things like this have scared the living hell out of me. My son has had things manifest themselves before him. And so I would like to hear from you, get your feedback, talk to you, pick your brains. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to go, you know, onto one of your podcast videos, but I would love to talk to you and see what you think, and just, you know, update you and get you familiar with other things that have happened.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.